Every year, two amateur paleontologists go camping and fossil hunting, hoping to find things like ammonites, which are ancient mollusks. Last summer, they found something a little bigger in central Oregon, the remains of a marine reptile about the size of an elephant called plesiosaur. After they reported a meter-long jawbone and teeth to the authorities, South Dakota paleontologist Jim Martin was called in to take a look. He joins us now by phone from his office in Rapid City, South Dakota. Thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Tell us what you saw once you got to the fossil site.
I saw something that knocked my eyes out. We had been looking for many, many years for marine reptiles in central Oregon. They're very, very rare, and I had spent 2 or 3 years looking on my own and had come up with absolutely nothing and really didn't expect to find anything in my lifetime. But fortunately, Mike Kelly and Greg Kovlicek came up with a dandy specimen.
Mm-hmm. What did it look like?
Well, it's a pair of lower jaws, and these lower jaws were just eroding out of the bank, so the front end had eroded out a little bit, and this is what tipped Mike and Greg off that there was an interesting specimen here because some of the teeth were coming out. So they had a pocket full of teeth and a big smile, and that smile found its way to my face pretty dang fast.
A marine reptile. Central Oregon, the last time I checked, was pretty dry.
Yep, and it was really dry when we were there. But 100 million years ago, that was part of the Pacific Ocean. And we know very, very little about what happened in the Pacific Northwest during this time and during the later part of the Age of Reptiles. Only a couple of other specimens had been found from this area in central Oregon. One was an ichthyosaur, another type of marine reptile that looks like a plesiosaur.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, or it looks like a porpoise, excuse me. And the other was a part of a flying reptile. And they were found way back in the turn of the century in 1930s. So nothing had been found for over 80 years. Any other vertebrate fossils. So to find something a meter long was a real surprise.
And what does the discovery of this plesiosaur fossil tell us about what was going on in central Oregon all those years ago?
Well, it's the first piece of a puzzle that we're trying to put together. We really have had no information about the Pacific Northwest at this time. So this is the first step. But it gives us an idea of what kinds of animals were living there first, and what their relationships are to other animals throughout the world. We find plesiosaurs throughout the world at the end of the Cretaceous, even down in Antarctica, where we've been collecting some recently. But the Pacific Northwest was a big void in our knowledge of the history of life at this particular time. So now we can compare this specimen with other specimens worldwide to find out if the Pacific Northwest was indeed connected and there was a migration of these animals similar to whale migration, or whether there was an endemic fauna there that existed on its own. All kinds of questions we've had for many, many years, and this is the first step in answering those kinds of questions.
And where are these bones now, or these fossils?
The specimen is now in our laboratory here in South Dakota, where it is being prepared. That's a very painstaking, tedious job, and it will take probably 6 months to a year before we actually get it out of the rock and make sure which one of the plesiosaurs we have.
In the past, there's been considerable tension sometimes between commercial fossil hunters and researchers. These two amateurs found it. They decided to turn these bones over to fossils over to people who could study them.
Yes, and they are to be commended for that kind of an effort. They recognized the importance, and they contacted the proper authorities in the Bureau of Land Management, in particular John Zancanella.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Zancanella contacted me. I've had a great interest in Oregon for most of my life, and particularly in marine reptiles. And so I came there with Jen Roberts from the University of Oklahoma, and we, along with the finders and Mr. Zancanella, excavated the specimen.
We just have a few seconds left, but if they'd hiked these out and tried to sell them, how much could they have made?
I have no idea.
A lot, do you suspect?
I'm sure a fair amount of money, yes, given the rarity of this specimen. But they were much more interested in the scientific knowledge to be gained, and for that, my hat's off to them.
paleontologist Jim Martin. Thanks very much.
You bet.
Jim Martin joined us by phone from his office in Rapid City, South Dakota. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.